Yes, hello. Thank you for calling the lawsuit helpline.
Hi.
A potential claimant here for the depo. I submitted her information. Her first name is Andrea. Last name is Kaufman.
Okay. That is her phone number, the 253 number?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Hello, Andrea.
Hi. How are you?
Pretty good. Yourself? How are you doing today?
All right.
All right. Well, let me see here. My name is Oscar on a recorded line, and we were just following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit today?
Please.
All right. Let me see here. Excuse me. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim or not yet?
No, not yet.
All right. And then are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm assuming this claim is for yourself, correct?
Correct.
All right. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And then were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm very sorry to hear that. Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
Brain. Okay. Do you remember your date of diagnosis?
It was August 15th of 2015.
Okay, let me see. You said 8/15/2015?
Correct.
August 15th, okay. And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Did they perform a CAT scan, MRI, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. And then let me see, Andrea, what's your date of birth?
7/30/76.
Okay. 7/30/1976. And then do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera? If not, it's okay.
No, I don't.
All right. And then did you use the name brand Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember which one you were using? Was it Depo Provera? Was it sub-Q? Or was it a generic acetate?
I have no idea. It was just Depo.
It was Depo Provera?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. And then did you ever switch to the generic or was it always Depo Provera?
It was always Depo.
Always Depo. Okay. And then did you use Depo for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
All right. So within 1 year, can you confirm that you have had at least 4 injections before you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
Okay. And then this question, I just have to ask it, but did you use Depo Provera any time after the year 1992?
I did.
You did? Okay. To the best of your knowledge, when did you start using it?
I think it was June of 2005.
Okay, let me see here. Let me just put that June of 2005. And just because I need to put a day on here, do you want me to just put the first? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, June 1st of 2005. And then when did you stop using it?
Take a look.
To the best
February 14.
Okay. February 2014?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
February 2014.
Okay. February of 2014. Do you want me to just put the first as well for that one?
I think that was the middle of the month.
Okay, I can put the 15th.
Okay.
All right, February 15, 2014 was when you stopped using it. Now, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Female, okay, let me see. And then, Andrea, your first name is spelled A-N-D-R-E-A, correct?
Yes.
Do you have a middle name or no?
No.
No, okay. And then last name is Kaufman, spelled K-A-U-F-M-A-N, correct?
Yes.
All right. Do you have a suffix in your name or no?
No.
No? Okay. And then, Andrea, what's your social, please?
064-627-975.
Okay, let me just repeat it back to you to make sure that I got it correct. That's 064-627-975?
Correct.
Okay. And then your primary contact email, is it keith.tate@outlook.com?
Keith-Tate, Keith-Tate.
Let me see here. Okay. Yeah, like a dash?
Like a hyphen, yeah.
Uh-huh. Got it. Okay. Let me see here. And then your primary phone number is 253-426-8362?
Perfect.
Got it. All right. Let me see here. And then I'm assuming this is a cell phone or is it a home phone?
No, it's a cell phone.
It's a cell phone? Okay. And then what's your preferred way of contact if we give you a call, text, or email?
It would be, let's see. Give me an email.
I could do an email. Okay. And then if we had to give you a call, when is the best time to reach you? In the mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
Mornings.
Mornings? Okay. Let me see here. And then what's your primary address now?
123 South 331st Place, Apartment 209. And that's Federal Way, Washington, 98003.
What apartment was this?
209.
Okay. So I have 123 South 331st Place, Apartment 209, Federal Way, Washington, 98003.
Perfect.
Got it. Okay. And then do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
I think it was Dr. Ainsworth, Carla Ainsworth, I believe.
Carla, let me see. Ainsworth. Okay, and Carla is just spelled C-A-R-L-A, or is it K? Oh. Hello? Andrea, still there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay.
There we go. So you said Carla, is that spelled with a C or a K?
With the C.
Okay, C-A-R-L-A. Last name, Ainsworth, is that like A-I-M-S-W-O-R-T-H?
Yes.
Okay. And then what hospital was this at? Where was she at?
Valley Medical.
Valley Medical Hospital? Is the hospital just called Valley Medical Hospital?
Valley Medical Center.
Center. All right. Is that the one in Renton, Washington?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Let me see here. Okay, and then let me know if this address is correct. I have 400 South 43rd Street, Renton, Washington.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, just making sure. And then the phone number that I have for that hospital is 425-690-1000. Does that sound right?
Perfect. Yep.
Okay. All right, let me see here. And then you said the doctor was Dr. Carla Ainsworth. Let me just ask.
Well, the specialist name was Kevin Joseph, and he's a neurosurgeon there.
Was he the one that treated you?
Yes.
Okay. So Carla diagnosed you, and then the other doctor treated you. What was his name?
Well, this Kevin Joseph.
Kevin. Okay. And then Joseph, that just spelled like the name Joseph, right?
J-O-S. Yep.
Okay.
Like the name.
Uh-huh. Got it. Okay. Let me just put that out. Okay. And then have you had any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
No? Okay. Let me see here. See, we're almost done here. Do you have a copy of your medical records?
I can get them.
Okay, yeah. So you would be able to get them?
Yeah.
Okay, and then how would you be able to provide them? By mail, electronically, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. Let me see here. And then for this final part, we do have to put an emergency contact. Do you want to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
Yeah, Keith Tate.
Lives with you?
Yeah.
Okay, Keith Tate, is that K-E-I-T-H and then Tate, T-A-T-E?
Yes.
Okay, what's his phone number?
That's the number that you're calling me on now.
Oh, same one?
Yep.
Okay, let me see. 253-426-8362.
Perfect.
Okay, and then is he husband?
Boyfriend,
okay. Boyfriend. And then do you happen to know his email? If not, I can just put yours.
Just use the one, the Keith Tate.
Oh, the same one?
The Outlook.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And then you said you guys live together. Let me just copy and paste the address.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Let me just review these documents with you to make sure they're correct before I send them to you for you to sign, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we're almost done here. Let me see here. Okay, so I have your full name as Andrea Kaufman, which is A-N-D-R-E-A, Kaufman, K-A-U-F-M-A-N, correct?
Yes.
All right, I have your address as 123 South 331st Place, Federal Way, 98003?
Correct.
All right, phone number is 253-426-8362?
Yep.
All right, and email is keith-tate@outlook.com?
Yes.
All right, and then date of birth is 7/30/1976?
Correct.
All right, your social, I have it as 064-627975?
Correct.
All right, let me just make sure everything else is correct. Okay, everything looks good. Now go ahead and put me on speaker. I'm going to go ahead and send you these files both via email and text. Open up whichever one is easier for you.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
You got it. Take your time.
Okay, I got you on speakerphone.
Okay. You should have gotten either my email or text by now.
I think I did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're going to see my name. It'll say Oscar Rocha. Just go ahead and open up that message and then click on the link. It'll send you to a website called a DocuSign. I believe first you have to agree to the to get text messages and the electronic signatures.
Oh, wait a minute. It's saying this site can't ask for your permission. Hold on. Okay, now I got it. Please sign. How do I sign?
I believe you have to – did you already click the big yellow start button?
Yep, now I got it.
Yeah, and then just
– these documents.
I do want to let you know that there's a box where it tells you to sign, and then there's another box where it tells you to initial, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just be aware of that difference.
Okay. There's a couple of different boxes.
Yeah, then I believe you just have to click them after that.
Either sending my glasses.
Okay. Okay. Is it done?
Yep. It's all done.
Okay, I see it. Let me just review it with you to make sure that it was filled out correctly. Okay, I see your signature there. Signature. Okay. Okay, yeah, everything looks good. I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to the attorneys that we partner with now. They are going to try to call you here in the next 1 to 4 days, business days. I believe they don't work on the weekends. It's also like getting around the holidays, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. So if they take longer than 1 to 4 days, give it about a week. It is very important that you pick up that call because they need to verify this information with you personally before they can get started on the case, okay?
Okay.
And then I will also text you my personal work number. So if you have any questions or concerns or if it's been over 7 days and you haven't heard anything, you can reach out to me and I can look into this, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay, Andrew, I appreciate your time. Have a good day and happy holidays.
You too, Oscar. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.